Mini episode 1909 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Hello and welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode 1909, our preview of the 2026 World Baseball Classic. It occupies a unique spot on the global calendar this year between the excitement of the Olympic hockey tournament and the forthcoming World Cup in North America beginning in June. Here are our top five notes of interest about this best-on-best event taking place across the globe from March 5th to the 17th. Number five, it's the sixth version of this event, which dates back exactly 20 years and was also held in 2009. 2013, 2017, and 2023. Outcomes for those events in the finals were as follows, respectively. Japan over Cuba, Japan over South Korea, Dominican Republic over Puerto Rico, United States over Puerto Rico, and Japan over United States. As with previous incarnations, most of the best players outside of Major League Baseball will be competing, and the MLB contingent will leave spring training to suit up for their respective squads. Number four, the structure includes 16 teams qualifying across four different four-team pools. From there, it's on to the quarterfinals, semifinals, and the championship, with games being played in Miami, Houston, San Juan, and Tokyo. Number three, the event is being televised on a number of services worldwide, with games being televised exclusively in the United States on various entities operated by Fox Sports. Number two, while the caliber of players in this event is at its highest point this year, one blip has been the insurance controversy with the Puerto Rican team. Francisco Lindor and Carlos Correa will be forced to miss the tournament, and there will be some other absences for injuries and other reasons, such as Jose Altuve, Garrett Crochet, Zach Wheeler, Garrett Cole, Nick Kurtz, Mookie Betts, Trey Turner, and Corey Seager. But Clayton Kershaw will be back to top off his playing career with Team USA. Number one, this is the most star-studded of the World Baseball Classic events that we have seen, especially with Team USA. The level of competition is going to be tremendous, particularly from the quarterfinals forward. In the end, we see the United States taking home the title for the second time, this time over the Dominican Republic. It will be an awesome international event, the best of its kind in this sport. Enjoy. Thank you for joining us for this mini episode of the FDH Lounge.